Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Want to dip into our Senior Bowl sound bank right now. Today at the event, New York Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka spoke to the media. Of course, Saints fans very familiar him. He's interviewed for the position of head coach here, had his virtual interview, also did the person in one-on-one interview with the team as well, and got asked, of course, a ton of questions about the black and gold at the Senior Bowl. Here's what Mike Kafka had to say today.
How'd everything go today, you think?
I'm very proud of the way our coaches have, you know, organized both sides of the football, offense, defense, special teams. Really, really happy with how they organized it. I thought really did a nice job. Great energy by all the coaches, the players. So it's a good job. I mean, we got a few things that we got to clean up. We'll talk about that and address that in our team meetings. But overall, I'm happy.
How's it been from you, from, you know, coaching perspective, getting this opportunity and all that good stuff?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. The one thing that I try to focus on is just the players. You know, making sure that they're in a good frame of mind, they're prepared, they're ready to go. It's really about just getting a great evaluation of those guys. And, you know, the more I get to meet them in the meetings, on the field, off the field, watching them compete, you know, you get a really good scope of the player.
Many of us in this scrum, sorry, are from New Orleans, so I wanted to ask you about how that process went, you know, the experience you had with New Orleans and where you think you stand now.
It was a great experience. Really, really great organization. Mickey and his staff, getting to know those guys and spend a lot of quality time with them over the last few days. So, I mean, it was, again, a really good experience, and I'm thankful that I had to go through that.
What can you tell us from that experience in terms of, like, how did you kind of pitch yourself, and what do you think makes you, you know, qualified for that job?
Yeah, I think the most important things is when you go into those interviews that you're just yourself, right, and you present your plan with confidence. You go through as many details as you possibly can and really, you know, give them a good perspective of how you would handle things.
Are you still in the mix there? Or is that, are you still in the process?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't, like, the next step, no one's been hired yet. So I'm just, you know, working my butt off here at the Senior Bowl and, you know, letting God kind of work in his own way.
I'm with the Chicago Sun-Times. I was just wondering what it was like for you to get a call from the Bears and go through the interview process.
Yeah, the last 3 years, I've had about two to four interviews each year, and each one's a little bit different. But they're all been great experience. I've learned, been able to learn from each one of them. And so now at this point, I have a good frame of mind and good picture of what I'm looking for. And, you know, it's just about connecting, you know, with the organizations.
What did you like about your process with the Bears, the meeting that you had with them?
All the processes I've gone through have been really thorough. And it's really, it's about, you know, that connection with the GM, the ownership, the staff that you're going to work with on a day-to-day. And so, you know, I just spent a lot of time trying to get them to understand who I am, what I'm about, and kind of vice versa. You know, we kind of work through the partnership portion of that.
Does the press say what he was impressed about with you as a candidate?
Listen, I'm not going to get into, like, the details of that. You know, I'm sure Mickey would have a, you know, better answer for that. But I really enjoyed my time there with Mickey and his staff.
What's your philosophy on when is the right time? Because you're in a great position where you, I'm sure, like the job that you have right now. What's your approach to, like, what will be the right situation or the right time to take the next step?
Yeah, that's just, you know, I don't want to get into hypotheticals, but you got to just evaluate each situation as it comes across. So, you know, right now I'm focused on the Senior Bowl. When and if that opportunity happens, then I got to, you know, be ready to do to approach that as well.
What are your thoughts on that?
About the Saints opportunity, what do you see in that team and their ability?
Yeah, you know, you certainly spend a lot of time studying, number one, their roster, the staff. You study their history, kind of the organization and the ownership group. So there's a lot of things to like about their organization. And if that opportunity presents itself, you know, I think you'll be lucky to get that job.
And obviously, it feels like a tough place to win right now. Roster issues, but do you feel like people are sleeping on the potential of that opportunity, I guess?
you know, I don't want to get too far into the weeds on that, but, you know, I do, I really appreciated just the whole operation, you know, and getting down there, really spend a lot of time with the group and really understand who they are and then letting them know what I'm about.
Obviously, you know, big Super Bowl coming up in New Orleans, you got ties to both sides, you know, being on Andy Reid's staff for so long and also obviously, you know, playing in Philly too. What do you think of all your connections to the big game?
Yeah, it's, you know, Super Bowl is a special thing. I had an opportunity to be in two of them, won one, lost one. So I kind of know both sides of the coin there, but it's a special game, not just for the teams that are playing, but for the entire National Football League.
What's your relationship with Ryan Poles from you guys' time? Ryan Poles, your relationship with him from Kansas City? What is that relationship?
Yeah, it's a great relationship. I've known Ryan for almost 10 years now. And even other people in the organization, Ted Cruz, you know, grew up in Chicago, so very familiar with the organization, and they have a good group there. A lot of people that I respect. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You heard from Mike Kafka there. Figured it'd be interesting for all you Hoodats out there might not know too much about the guy other than the fact that he was an assistant coach with the Chiefs, the offensive coordinator with the Giants. We know he was a quarterback. Northwestern, spent a couple of years in the NFL as a journeyman. Didn't really get much playing time, though, as a quarterback in the NFL.
Jeff Nowak, our Saints Online reporter who got that interview for us, had a great tweet about that as well. He said, quote, "I'll give him credit for being very head coach like that. He managed to answer six different questions about the Saints head coaching interview while at the same time revealing absolutely nothing about how it went." But he did have a lot of
he's ready for the pros in that aspect,
about,
right?
Yeah, no, I mean it's you know, he's already a head coach in his own mind. So, but it went really well about kind of raving about the organization and Mickey and kind of the interview process and everything. But he definitely avoided the quote unquote weeds of it. So we didn't get too much of it, but. When we were talking with Patricia Traina last week, the host of the Locked On Giants podcast, she had a lot of great things to say about his creativity, his offensive mind, and like Mike was mentioning earlier on in the show about talking with Zach Strief, who was his offensive lineman for Kafka when he was a quarterback, that he's going to someday be an NFL head coach. Now, Kafka is not kind of close to being the top two candidates, McCarthy and Kellen Moore right now. His name's still in the running. They haven't obviously excluded anything like that.
Right, he got his second interview, the in-person interview, so that's definitely a positive.
It's a big thing for him, for sure.
Right.
He's going to be a head coach at some point, like Strief had mentioned. We'll see if it happens this cycle, but I wouldn't anticipate it.